Hello and welcome to Ghost Me, a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hello. So I wanted to start today because before we get into the episode, something I've noticed from editing some of these episodes, because some of them I'm editing episodes that are from like the beginning of the year, and it's been interesting to me hearing like the mindset that I was in and stuff we were going through. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of thought of this podcast almost as like a kind of journal of us and our love of horror and everything. Okay. So I like having little check-ins like that. And honestly, like I need to mention that I've been in kind of a funk lately. I've definitely been dealing with some depression, and I just feel like saying that out loud might help get me in the right headspace, because we tried to record this the other day and I wound up just deleting it because I was not happy about it. And I think this is part of the challenge of us doing this, is like, as much as I love making something with you and sitting down with you like this, it can be tough as someone who's like super introverted and antisocial. Like, I think we're both like that.
Yeah.
We can't just like turn it on the way some people can, you know? And that's been like super challenging. And it means that I can wind up beating myself up and putting a lot of pressure on myself if I feel like I'm not, you know, bringing it or whatever. It's hard. But I really, it's funny I'm talking about this now because this movie is so fucking ridiculous. But I just wanted to say that out loud. And it does seem appropriate we're covering this movie this week, because this was Labor Day week. We were originally going to record it on Labor Day, you know, the day when all my supervisors were off and I had to go to work, because that's how it works in America.
Yeah.
I guess that's the day all the supervisors get together and feast on the poor.
Yeah.
So we watched Society.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is from 1989, and it's directed by Brian Usna, I think. And I noticed that he directed, like, a lot of stuff kind of in line with this. He directed, like, The Dentist and some Reanimator sequels and stuff. I think he also directed Return of the Living Dead Part 3. So it just seems like that's the lane he's kind of in. And this movie is just, I love this movie. I think we both really love this, but it is so fucking strange. It is a movie that feels like it was written by aliens, because none of the humans behave in any way that makes any kind of sense at all. We first watched this a little while ago. I think it was after we saw Sleepaway Camp, and we were kind of addicted to this type of like older movie that's just really weird, but has something like really stand out about it. And this movie, like the VFX is like iconic. Mm-hmm. You know, without spoiling anything here, although I think a lot of people, when they think Society, they already know yeah. about where it goes with the ending. But if you haven't seen, I think it's worth pointing out that, yeah, there is this like big, crazy climax with really insane practical effects. And it almost feels out of place because the rest of the movie is just so nonsensical.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
It's like almost surreal because it's so strange. Like everything is so exaggerated. The actors, I think, aren't they in high school in
yeah,
this movie?
Yeah, I'm almost certain.
Yeah, and they're all like in their 30s. Yeah. They're old as shit. But that's like an 80s movie thing, yeah. I think. But everything feels like it was written by aliens, because this is pre-AI, so we can't say that. But it is like, yeah, the characters, the way they behave and the scenes, like we were constantly just kind of looking at each other like, what? I don't know what's happening. Like, what is going on right now? And it does feel like it tries to package it with this, you know, very anti-capitalist message. It's like very much about the class war between the rich and the poors in like a very literal way. But it's like, I don't know. There's like there's something about it that feels almost like kind of punk rock and like very progressive, but it's just, yeah, it's packaged in a way that is just strange. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it is just fucking nonsense. And I really think like without the ending, it would just be like a movie that is lost to time. I think the ending is like the thing that carries this movie. Like, how did you feel about it watching it again?
I think I still love this movie a lot. Like, the special effects are just so wild, and I think it's Screaming Mad George.
Yeah, I think that's his name. Yes.
All
Japanese VFX artist.
Yeah, but it seems like all special effects artists have, like, crazy names.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But they're just, without getting into spoilers, it's just, it's so impressive from, like, an artist's point of view, just, like, it's crazy and impressive, and I'm just, I'm glad this movie exists. I think it has really disconnected, weird things happening to tell the story, but in the end, like, you can forgive all of that.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of it, like, just feels like, I don't know, is this rich people shit? Like, there's so much weird stuff that happens. It's like, I don't know, maybe that's normal for rich people to sit around their living room in giant thrones reading books together. Like, I don't know.
I don't know
what that's like. But it is like, yeah, the like upper class rich people are basically like caricatures in this movie. Like, there is even like weird racism. Like, there's that part where he calls the kid bagel breath, and it took us a second to be like, what? Like, is that like a deep cut racism? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
that caught me off guard.
Yeah, like, could you imagine if somebody called me like pasta breath? Like, check out cannoli breath over here. I'd accept that. That would be okay.
Cannolis are pretty good, though.
I don't think I'd be mad if somebody called me cannoli breath. But I don't know. It is like, yeah, it's just way, way over the top. And yeah, it was like, because we saw Sleepaway Camp, and that movie definitely like drilled into our brains, because it was like, it's strange, but it has like effects that are way better than you'd expect. And it's strange in a way that's like almost addicting, because it's it's like riding that line where it's like, I hate the term so bad it's good. I don't think it's so bad it's good. I think it's literally just on this line where it's not super self-aware, but it's not like, I don't know. It just made us start looking at movies like Slumber Party Massacre and Society and stuff, like just chasing that high.
Yeah.
And yeah, this, it definitely fits in that kind of category. Yeah, it's super fun. I don't know. I still think it holds up, and it's like, it's a ridiculous fucking movie. But do you want to just get into spoilers?
Yes.
Okay. So when people talk about Society, they're talking about the ending, really.
Yeah.
Because let's be real. Like, the movie, it's just like, it is just flopping from one scene to the next, and you're just kind of barely hanging on to any semblance of a plot or characters or anything until you get to the shunting at the end.
Yes.
And there's like, there are like, there are weird like hints along the way with, it's like weird body horror shit, you know, like it just feels like, yeah, something is off.
Yeah, there's that like shower scene where you said she has the front butt.
The front butt and the back tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just weird shit like that. I still don't. I think it's supposed to be that. Are they supposed to be aliens or something? Like, I don't understand.
At the end, they say that they're. I think they specifically say they're not aliens.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but that they had been there longer than, I guess, regular humans before.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't really care about the lore here. Like, it doesn't really matter that much to me.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Join me.
Look, no. Yes. Just this movie.
Okay. Yeah, it is like I remember reading. So the ending, by the way, the ending, I can just imagine.
He's so talkative today.
I can so easily picture, like, how fucking awful would it be to see, like, Elon Musk chomping on a cigar while he's sticking his fingers in your face, and Jeff Bezos is just, like, sucking your fluids out? Like,
yeah, this.
I completely believe that.
Yeah, I can totally picture it.
What an awful fucking way to go. That is a nightmare.
Yeah, just popping your eyeballs out of your skull through your mouth.
But the thing that's so interesting, I did read that they deliberately didn't use any blood during that end part because they were afraid of, like, the MPAA
right.
and the ratings. And I kind of wish that they had just, like, cut the brakes on this movie and just delivered, like, the most fucked up version possible. Because I think there is a reality where that ending is, like, the most terrifying thing ever put in film. You know, like, the version we get is almost, like, cartoonish.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, could you imagine if they just went all out with, like, the gore during that scene? It would be fucking nuts.
Yeah, that would be... They would definitely have to do two takes of that, and I can't even imagine the setup and reset that would even go through all of that. That would be
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, there are a lot of weird, half-baked concepts and stuff that just doesn't make sense. Like, the girl who kind of falls for the main guy and just all of a sudden is, like... one with their whole team, even though she is definitely one of them, you know, like one of those weird, I don't know what they even call them.
It's just rich people.
She's a part of the society. Maybe rich people really are just like this. I wouldn't fucking know.
I don't know either, you know?
I would have no idea.
They specifically said it's something you're born into, which is true. Sure. Talking about generational wealth. So yeah, I don't know. What that would be like.
And that's the other thing is, like her mom, the way that she's, like, just this nonsense character who's trying to eat people's hair and stuff. I guess the idea is that she's the product of, like, being inbred, because I think they mention stuff. Like, there's things like that that feel like they're the, like, sprouts of these little ideas that they don't really explore. And that's where I kind of feel like I want to see... the Society remake. Could you imagine if they remade this movie nowadays?
Honestly, I would love it. I would love to see a modern adaptation of this film. I think it'd be hilarious. And I think you'd have that. If you could have like a Terrifier adaptation hooked onto it where it gets super fucking gross.
That's what I'm saying. I'd only like I know people are very anti-remake and everything. I would want to see a version of this where they just say fuck it and just make it like... completely over the top with the gore and you know, really drive home all the insane messaging and everything, because this really is like the cartoon, like the Saturday morning cartoon version of this story, and it's still great, it's still super fun, but it does feel like they were definitely holding back. You know,
I honestly almost wish, because it does seem that this film is like 80-90% story and then the rest is special effects. I want to flip that. I want more special effects and a little less story.
I would be down for that. Yeah, it's still fun, still ridiculous. I think the movie in general is maybe not the greatest movie, but as a like vehicle for the special effects, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it has like a bizarre sense of humor. Like the whole part at the end when his parents and his sister are like combining body parts and it's like, oh, I guess so I am gross. A butthead. Like
that was so funny though.
Just so weird.
That creature was just so grotesque and so on point. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, when they show the mom with the like big buff arms as legs, like that was very unsettling.
Oh,
it's like just so weird.
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't, but I really want to see BTS and like concept sketches and stuff of this because I'm just so curious.
And it does feel very on point that like the cop is completely like on their side, though I don't think he's like one of them. It's like, that checks out.
Yeah, it seems like they're almost, the cops are there as like a security almost.
Yeah. It holds up. It's still really fun. Please make a new version of this. I will accept the remake of this for sure. We can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghostbeast Pod, and you can follow us on Letterboxd at Ghostbeast, where we rank all the movies we cover. I don't have my opinion.
Do you not want to record more after this? Oh, okay, what's wrong?
I feel off. But I'm glad that I got this out.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing I couldn't get through it.
It's okay.
I think I have a spot. I love that Sleepaway Camp is like super high on our list. Kind of really expresses what I'm saying. I want to put it below Psycho and above The People Under the Stairs.
Yeah, I think that works.
That puts it number 13 on our list. Totally fine with that. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com if you have recommendations, especially I feel like 80s and 90s era movies like this. I don't think they make movies like this anymore. Like, let's be real.
I don't think so either, no.
But movies that are in that vein of just being fucking strange but having something like stand out about them, I want to watch them all. I want to gobble them up. So please let me know.